Gershon, Kahat, Merari, the three families of Levi are counted in this week's parsha. And yet, when we look at them carefully, we notice that there's a difference by each one. When we count the family of Kahas, what does it say? They're the most important family with Moshe and Aaron. So it says by them, Nasoes Rosh B'nei Kahat, count their heads, L'mishpechos Amabeis Avosam. When we get to B'nei Gershon, it says Gam Heim, them also. And yet when we get to Merari, it just says, B'nei Merari, L'mishpechotam, L'beitavotam, Tivkodotam. Just count them. It doesn't tell us Naso, no lifting up. What is going on? Why the distinction between the three families? Chasam Sofer offers a brilliant, brilliant explanation, which he also explains, if you look carefully at the children of each family, it's indicated in that as well. We might not have time to go into all the details, but listen to this. Kahat is the most important family. They represent, from the word kahat, kihilah, to gather everyone together. Kahat represents when the Jewish people are in the right place. The Admas Kodesh Eretz Yisrael. What are we? We're Amram. Right? That's one of the kids. A mighty, strong, powerful nation. That's how we are vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vis-a-vis the world. We're in a good place. We're in a strong place. Everything is wonderful. What happens with Gershon? Gershon is ready from the word gar. We're a ger. We don't really belong there. But not every exile is the same. The Jewish people were exiled to Bavel. They established yeshivas. They were wildly successful. Everything was amazing. So could it be that it works? Yeah, gam heim. It's not amazing, but gam heim. It also is. It also can be. Okay, so that's wonderful. And if you look at their kids also, Livni, from the Lashon of Lavan, Shimi, we can make it, we can hear it. The idea is, afil michitza shel barzel einam afsekes. They're at the point where they know, yeah, we're in exile, but we have that connection. God isn't going to be able to distance himself from us, and we won't be able to distance him from him. But then you come to Merari. There's no naso. There's no lifting up. There's no gamheim. There's no also. That is from Lashon Mar, Merirus, Maror, embittered. That's Peshas Shmad. In the terrible times of the Jews suffer. In times like that, what happens? What are their children's machli from sickness? Mushi, mashmitocha, oh well, the notion that we're not there anymore. And so we feel the distance. And yet, here is the fascinating parts of the Chasam Sofer. In all three of these families, whether it's Kahas, where we're Ba'admas Kodesh, in places that are near Geula standard, whether we're in the middle where we're B'shas Shmad, but we're making it, it's not terrible, we could do it. Or we find ourselves Chalila ben Lashon Merari, everything is bitter, here's the incredible part. We're still Levi. We're still accompanied by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the most amazing thing. We might not feel Naso, we might not feel uplifted. We might not feel gamheim, that we're also there. And yet, the beautiful part of it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still stands there with us.